In Cambridge, Massachusetts, people are saying goodbye to one of their most celebrated neighbors. Julia Child, the grand dame of gastronomy, is leaving the Boston area for good. She plans to spend her twilight years in a retirement community in her native California. WBUR's Rachel Gottbaum has the story.
At 89, Julia Child is a bit shaky on her feet, but her spirit, her appetite, and her opinions are unwavering, as is her fondness for her Cambridge home with its large country kitchen where she has been cooking for the past four decades.
We'd like a kitchen that we can live in. It's really the beating heart of the house. I'd be perfectly happy just to have a kitchen in the bedroom. We have this great big wonderful Garland restaurant stove, which I bought in 1945 when I was living in Washington, D.C. It cost $410. Probably costs a lot more now.
Child met her husband Paul overseas. After living in Europe, the couple settled in Paul's hometown, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Julia launched her television career here, but she says she never expected to grow attached to her adopted city. What are you going to miss the most, do you think?
Well, this nice kitchen, which I'm so used to being in, and that was just Cambridge, which is such a nice place. I thought it was going to be very stuffy and, as they say, cold roast Boston, but I didn't realize that it's such a nice warm place to be in. And then what's nice about Cambridge is most people are doing something, so that you've got interesting people.
Child is donating her tall colonial house to her alma mater, Smith College. Her kitchen will soon be moved to the Smithsonian.
My name is Raymond Ast, and I'm from Sandrines, and we are doing this French Alsatian thing in Harvard Square.
Since she announced her move, fans and colleagues have thrown numerous farewell soirees for Child. This week at the Hyatt Regency in Cambridge, Raymond Ast and other local chefs created dishes especially for their mentor.
This is a suckle pear caramelized with foie gras and truffle, or a crab apple the same way. It's very good, and I know Julia likes it. I met her when I came to America, and I loved her because she teaches French cooking. I think she is an ambassador of French cooking in America. And that's why you guys now love French cooking, and that's why I'm here.
And Mary Catherine Dybel owns Upstairs at the Pudding, a Cambridge landmark. She says Julia Child was not perfectly pleased with her most recent dining experience at the restaurant.
And she said one of her famous complaints, which is, Mary Catherine, turn up those lights. I can't see my food. She prefers the French mode of being able to have nice ambient light as you eat.
So Dybel says her next restaurant will have much better lighting.
My name's Carol Mandrick. I love Julia Child. And I don't know her, but I've lived in Cambridge for 8 years, and I've encountered her in just the nicest little strangest situations, like in the cleaners or coming back from my son's daycare, or once at the Star Market in Porter Square, and I was just so happy that she lived here.
Mandrick finally gets to meet her famous neighbor. She walks over to Child, who's sitting in a chair, glamorously dressed, autographing cookbooks.
His name is Carlo.
Child says leaving Cambridge is a bittersweet experience. But
you haven't seen the last of me. I'll be back again. Don't chair too soon.
In February, when it's snowing in New England, Child says she'll be thinking about her Cambridge friends while she's sitting in her garden having lunch in the California sun. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.
And for more on Julia Child's farewell to Massachusetts, you can visit our website at npr.org.